News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The expansion of housing on our canals should be investigated. That is according to Mark O'Cahasy, Green Party TD and spokesperson for social protection, who joins us this morning. Mark, lay out your stall. What are you suggesting should happen with along our canals?
Well, thanks for having me on, Ciara. First of all, this was in relation to Waterways Ireland appearing before the Public Accounts Committee last week. And I was asking them, what's the level of people who are living along our canals? Now, just to give you kind of a frame of reference, if you look at the UK, they have about 15,000 people who live on houseboats. Very nice, very comfortable. My cousin actually... That's the reason I asked. My cousin used to live in a houseboat over in London at one stage. And I was wondering whether we're actually looking at this as an option in the Irish context. Now, the numbers that they came back with, apparently they only have 32 residential extended mooring permits. So this is a place that you can tie up your houseboat for a long period of time. And you have kind of basic facilities like a showering block, etc. And I just think 32, I think we can do better. I'm not saying that living on a houseboat is going to be the solution to the housing crisis, but I think surely to God, if they can get 15,000 people in the UK, and I understand their canal network is much more extensive and so on,
much bigger.
Surely to God, we can aim. But surely to God, we can aim a little bit higher than 32.
What struck me from looking into this when I knew you were coming on to talk about it is how long they said it would take to actually change planning to provide more. And by the way, you're kind of pushing an open door at me. I was in London. News Talk Breakfast was in London at the weekend, and I had dinner on one of the evenings by a canal that was full of houseboats. Like, there was houseboats all up and down. People were clearly living on them. People were coming and going, and you could see it. It was very picturesque, but it was also a reasonably practical way, I would suggest, of living in the middle of an expensive city. 5 to 7 years to change the planning on this and to make this happen. I mean, you're one of the TDs of government. How can it be that it takes that long for what should literally be a stroke of a pen?
Well, I didn't think I was getting a great sense of urgency, I'll be quite honest, Ciara. And not just about this, I also ask questions about freight, about moving things on the canals. Now, that's what the canals were originally built for. You can do it in a zero carbon way very quickly. And there doesn't really seem to be any plans to do that either. So to me, it feels like our approach to our canals and our waterways, it's a little bit unloved. It's a little bit neglected. It's kind of an afterthought. I definitely think, I know planning in Ireland is a real difficulty. We've that planning bill that's passed through now. We absolutely need to resource it. But for a state agency to tell me it'll take 5 to 7 years get a mooring point and a couple of showers built for people.
Mark, what's going to be done about that then? I mean, that's within your gift. You're part of government. That surely can be changed, because that seems ludicrous to anyone listening. Whether you think this is a good idea or a bad idea, the fact that you can't do it for bureaucratic reasons for 7 years is nonsense.
Well, now, Waterways Ireland said that their timeline for getting this across the line, because they're looking at 170, trying to make provision for 170 houseboats. That's where their ambition is. Their timeline is 5 to 7 years. I don't think that's nearly ambitious enough. This could be, I gave the example of my cousin. He actually lived in London. He was a carpenter, so he fitted out the boat himself. And himself and his wife lived there, I think about 7 years they were living on the canals. When they started their family, they said, fair enough, this is not a place that we want to raise a toddler. And they moved on, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's young couples up and down Ireland who are thinking to themselves now, listening in, that'd be okay. That'd be a nice way to start out.
I'm sure.
And it could be inside in Dublin city centre, you know?
Quite a lot of people like the idea of you know, tiny homes and small living and all slow living and all of those kinds of things. I think there is anything in your view likely to change on this?
Well, it's interesting that just by coincidence, I would imagine, Waterways Ireland are again in before the Housing Committee this week. So they were before the Public Accounts Committee last week. They're in before the Housing Committee. They're talking about the bylaws that govern the use of our canals. And this is really a process that needs to lay an egg here. If we're serious about not just housing, but if we're serious about actually using our waterways productively, be that for tourism, be it for the movement of freight, be it for housing, whatever it is, these bylaws are antiquated. They really need to be updated. Waterways Ireland are doing a process at the minute, but let's kick that on and let's be a little bit more ambitious than saying, oh, this is something that could happen in 5 to 7 years. The other place I'd like to see a lot more ambition, it, one of the questions I asked them was about spend per kilometre. This is a very basic metric on, you know, how people treat their waterways sure. across the world. Our spend per kilometre is about a quarter of what they spend in Britain. And then we're comparing like with like, because yes, they have a much bigger network in Britain.
All right. Look,
but
I
we're only spending €1 and €4.
I do think it's a very interesting suggestion. And I think we'll put it to our listeners this morning. And thank you for joining us on that. That is Mark O'Cahasy, Green Party TD. Shane, you made the good point about passive security along the canal.
Yeah, I live beside the canal. You wouldn't walk down the canal.
But
at
would
night.
You if it was full of little?
Yeah, totally. Like you would have a passive security. You would have a presence there, a sense of
it does
life
seem kind of ludicrous.
Totally.
Like
it's
you know,
it's a no-brainer.
It's cheap. It's picturesque, as you say. Passive
not
security.
Not for families, but
not for everybody,
good
but for
young,
older people, yeah. younger people, single people, all sorts of people who might choose to do it. And this is back to what we often talk, both of us, on this show. But the can't-do attitude.
Yeah.
We think of the obstacles to everything and not the possibilities. Look, let us know what you think about all of that this morning. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.